And again, Manhattan Mayor Yusha Reddy, City Manager Ron Fear with us today and kind of working through that agenda. Of course, back to semi-normal tonight with that meeting beginning at 7. And discussion item on goals and priorities of the City Commission. And Ron?
Right, Kathy, this is kind of a mid-year review. This is a kind of a work session item on the regular agenda, but past couple of years, we've done a mid-year review of the goals that the commission established back at the beginning of the year, and kind of an update on where we're at in achieving those, and re-looking at priorities and see if the commission wants to make adjustments to those or other aspects that they'd like us to either add to that or de-emphasize or change the priority, that sort of thing. So I think be a good discussion with the commission.
I do too. I think, you know, as a commission, we go over our goals and set some priorities at the beginning of the year. So when we do the mid-year review, it's always good to see how far we've come, what else needs to be done, or do we need to revise some of them. And I think we're making progress on just about all of them. You know, and it changes each year, because next year there might be a different commission. But it's always good to revise and look closer at what we're doing as we make decisions. Every day, you know, on Tuesday nights, we're making all types of decisions and to make sure they fit in with our priorities. And our city staff does a wonderful job of making sure exactly what we're doing and how that fits into all of our city priorities. And that's what makes Manhattan really nice place as far as city commission, because there are, I know a lot of cities that don't have goals that they refer to or priorities. They just kind of go with status quo instead of moving forward on some things or removing some items that aren't working so well. So I'm glad we're going to be doing that. It should be, again, a very thorough discussion about those, each of those items on our goals.
I have heard back from building official Brad
Clausen.
I think he'll be calling in.
Okay.
So we'll kind of wait for that phone call. And in fact, that might actually be him right now, so we might just give it a few minutes before we start a whole new subject here. But appreciate him doing that for us. Live radio, you got to love it.
Exactly.
You know, you do the best you could do and kind of handle it that way. Well, welcome to In Focus. I'm thinking this might be Brad Clausen.
It is.
Oh,
hi, Brad.
Good morning, Brad.
Brad, we had a call at the very beginning of the program, someone inquiring about the very latest on the Dusty Bookshelf. We weren't totally sure. We kind of talked about what I remembered from your last visit with us, but can you refresh and kind of tell us what's going on now?
Sure, yeah, glad to. In fact, probably pretty timely, I just talked to the contractor yesterday on that project, and they have submitted a building permit as of yesterday. We haven't issued it yet, but probably will within the next day or two. They're going to be going in probably starting Monday and starting to tear out some of the old damaged floor structure, clean out, you know, contents and all of that sort of thing. So their plan is to get started with that first of next week, and permit for that. We'll call it kind of a selective demolition. They're not intending at the moment anyway to tear the whole building down. They're really hoping to be able to save the perimeter exterior walls. I know there's been a lot of question from the community on whether or not they could save that, and I think that's their thought right now, is they're going to try and do that. So what they'll be doing over the next few weeks is to get inside and tear out all the fire damage structure and contents and that sort of thing.
Well, thanks for calling in, Brad. I think, Ron, you're wanting to
appreciate the update, Brad. I recollected that. I know they were desiring to try and save the exterior walls and reutilize them, and I think the structural engineer's report indicated that they could do that. It was kind of a cost aspect, as I recall, but sounds like they're going to try, so that's great.
They are. Mm-hmm. I think after they are finished removing all the fire damage portions, they'll have the structural engineer back again to do another evaluation at that point to see what they need to do. So
obviously more inconveniences as they begin that rebuild process. That'll take a while. So construction, fencing, and other aspects relative to that people still need to pay attention once they're around that corner.
Mm-hmm. Well, Brad, I can't resist while we have you. Anything else we need to know about from your office today, or how are things going for you?
Oh, doing well. We've got have started issuing certificates of occupancy out at the Lynx apartment project. I know that several people have been following that, and a few of those buildings are already occupied now. I know they finished the clubhouse up and the first row of buildings there, and so that project is moving along pretty well now, and in the finishing stages. So, quite a bit of other construction going on around town here and there. Start to see some demolition at 12th and Bluemont. I think we issued those demo permits here recently. So, quite a bit going on.
Thanks, Brad.
Thanks
appreciate
again
it.
For checking in. We appreciate it.
Another great
joining
staff.
In on the discussion. Yeah.
Thanks for bailing me out.
Yes, with Brad and Brian Johnson and Mike Muller. Yeah, we have a lot of good people working in our city. So,
appreciate it.
Thanks again to Brad Clausen.
All right, thanks.
Manhattan building official. And you know, while we're talking, I know we're kind of jumping all around here today, Ron. I mean, just let's go with the flow. Let's go ahead and talk about last night's planning board meeting, Manhattan Urban Area Planning Board. I mean, we're talking about, you know, building and planning and all kinds of fun things.
So they had a significant annexation and rezoning out at the Stonehaven area unit two. This is at in the Miller Parkway, K18 intersection that runs around to the west side of Miller Parkway, across from Arbor Drive and across from Amherst Drive, that particular area. It's a 21.4-acre tract. That item was tabled. I think there were some submittals yet that the developer there is Buyer Construction and Manhattan Properties. It's an area that they're looking to do a combination of residential and commercial properties in that particular area, and it was tabled to the August 7th City Commission meeting. There was also there was a public hearing to consider amending ordinances for the Manhattan Medical Center planned unit development to essentially change it from a planned unit development zoning to a C1 restricted business district component. That action was recommended for approval 6-0. Then there was also a request by that group to rezone 2408 Buena Vista Drive from R single family residential to C1 restricted business district. And that the request for rezoning to the C1 from the PUD was approved, but the board unanimously denied the request to rezone the residential piece. So they were basically had a residential property that was adjacent on the backside of the development that they own that they wanted to rezone for commercial use. And I know there was strong opposition in the neighborhood about that encroachment into that residential neighborhood, and the planning board concurred. And so that'll be the recommendation coming forward to the City Commission on that particular item.
Very good. Let's go ahead and take our final break. It's now about 9:41. Again, we have Manhattan Mayor Ushiretti, City Manager Ron Fear with us today, 537-1350. A busy program today with updates on all sorts of different levels. And you're listening to In Focus on News Radio, KMAN.